The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've had a great discussion. We're on the same wavelength in, I think, every respect.
That's President Trump at the Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland, just moments ago after having a meeting there with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. And the President goes on to say, as May sits beside him,
we're working on transactions in terms of economic development, trade, maybe most importantly military. We are very much joined at the hip when it comes to the military.
The president is to address that economic summit tomorrow. A manhunt continues in Thornton, Colorado, not far from Denver, after an Adams County Sheriff's deputy is shot and killed last night. Deputies were responding to an assault call when a man they started to chase on foot pulled out a gun and fired, killing Deputy Heath Gum. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Weekly first-time jobless filing figures are out from the Labor Department, and they show the number of Americans filing for those benefits rose by less than expected last week. Initial claims for the benefits up by 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 233,000. Most economists, though, were predicting claims would rise to 240,000. White House lawyer Ty Cobb saying while President Trump is ready to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller, the president will be guided by his lawyers in any such meeting. Trump telling reporters last night he would speak with Mueller under oath. In fact, he told them,
there's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
And he said he expects the interview to occur in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Cobb telling the New York Times Trump was speaking hurriedly and only meant he is willing to meet with the special counsel, not that he will speak in front of a grand jury. Remember, we're online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The U.S. Senate confirming human rights champion Sam Brownback as the new ambassador at large for international religious freedom, as we hear from John Clemens.
Known for his leadership regarding religious freedom, the former U.S. Senator, current Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, assumes the position at a time that Christians have become globally one of the most persecuted religious groups. I spoke to religious freedom advocate Reverend Johnny Moore about the importance of this position.
I happen to believe that the ambassador at large for international religious freedom isn't one important position in the United States government. It's one of the most important.
A Michigan judge gives former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar essentially his life behind bars as he's been sentenced to up to 175 years in prison for sexually abusing young women and girls for years. In handing down the sentence, the judge said, quote, "I just signed your death warrant." And the NAACP is suing the Trump administration over its decision to end protections for Haitian immigrants. The organization says removing temporary protected status for Haitians discriminates